Calls for a federal maximum high security prison for those convicted of serious terrorism charges are gaining momentum. South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherall says a central prison is a way to keep high-risk individuals off the streets. Victoria is also backing the plan. But some counter-terrorism experts aren't so sure. They say such a facility could become a breeding ground for jihadis. Here's Michael Edwards.
Convicted terrorists are presently kept in the state system, usually in specifically designed supermax wings of high security prisons. But many of the states are now calling for a federal supermax prison to house the most dangerous terrorists. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is behind the suggestion.
Perhaps a fit for purpose centralised prison where all of these offenders can be properly jailed and where we can have one policy, one focus on what is a very big threat to every single one of us.
South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherall also likes the proposal, as does Mark McGowan from Western Australia. They all believe a Commonwealth facility would ease the pressure on their jails and reduce the concern of other inmates becoming radicalised. But experts with experience in extremism and counter-terrorism aren't so sure of its merits.
No, it's a bad idea.
Dr. Clark Jones is a radicalisation expert at the Australian National University.
History has shown us that when you incarcerate offenders, particularly terrorist offenders, and I'm talking about the experience the UK had with the IRA, I think it breeds terrorism. It doesn't change someone's thinking. It doesn't create any sorts of positive relationships around inmates. And I think it tends to exasperate their feeling of isolation and it creates more of a militant facility, a militant wing.
The idea of a centralised Commonwealth supermax came up during a discussion on terrorism at this week's COAG meeting of Australian government leaders. The biggest concern for security authorities is jihadists returning from fighting with Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Nick O'Brien is a former Scotland Yard counter-terrorism officer.
People are going to be coming back from basically what's a war zone. They'll have been given training and they're going to be of the mindset that they're going to, or some of them anyway, are going to want to carry out acts of terrorism.
Malcolm Turnbull so far seems to have poured cold water on the suggestion. State police are usually the first responders to serious acts of violence. Yet some experts in the field say a lion's share of the anti-terror money goes to federal authorities. State leaders have agreed to a special meeting with the Commonwealth to discuss security in the near future.
Michael Edwards reporting.